Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Coming up at 7:20 in one half an hour, it is They Said It, a quick back and forth on everything they said over the weekend in sports. And we will go over what Walker Buehler said about his performance so far this season for the Boston Red Sox. Red Sox, however, do win the series with the Yankees, so a little brief light of hope on on a dark horizon, and you can talk about that all day long, all morning with us, and all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. This is, before we get to the rest of this morning's leads, this is Walter from Boston. Hey, Walter.
Yeah, I was just laughing at what you guys said about Rodgers being the most overrated. And you guys got to say that Dak Prescott is nipping at his heels. Because Dak Prescott, for all that money, it's like in all the hoopla that they get every year, as soon as they get to the playoffs, he acts like he's allergic to throwing the ball to his teammates.
He's not even close.
Yeah,
I would say. Wiggy loves him, but Wiggy, I don't understand that one, bro. Yeah. It's like it's every year these dudes are supposed to be killers. Yeah. And they'll go 12-4, then he'll get there and get amnesia.
I view the Dak Prescott similar to the quarterback of Notre Dame. Like, it's not really the player, it's the team that's always overrated. So the Dallas Cowboys are going to be on TV all the time. They're going to be pumped up because they have a national following.
Also, Dak Prescott was never, like, touted as a Hall of Fame-level, all-time great quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is, and he's only won once.
Right. No, but like, Dak has always been, and Walter's kind of right, like, Dak has always been, like, considered one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL for probably the past 4 or 5.
He's never been considered a top-5 quarterback.
Oh, yes, he has. Sean, stop it.
Maybe top 10, but he has never been considered a top-5 quarterback in football.
Shine, he's the highest paid quarterback.
That's just because of the price that the quarterback is getting. I mean,
right,
Brock Purdy's getting
you're not gonna
that
pay
much
a guy.
Money.
No, you're not going to pay a guy $65 million a year if you don't think he's one of the best quarterbacks
he's
in the
never,
NFL.
Never once has
yes,
he been a top five quarterback in the NFL.
He has been a top five quarterback in the NFL.
I mean, can you really call a guy overrated if he has indeed won a Super Bowl?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, I think you can.
Absolutely.
I mean,
not for his career. Like, I don't think that you can call him overrated for his career if he's won a Super Bowl.
Well, I think it's more of his career he's looked at as being overrated because of his talent and only winning one, right? So if you're one of the most talented players, I think expectations are you should be.
I think we're so skewed because of Tom Brady, the way in which we look at other quarterbacks. That's the issue that we have here.
That's true. Because,
he's judged against Brady. They're contemporaries.
Right. I get that. But Tom Brady is just a talent that's unworldly, so it's very hard, I think, to compare him to.
Would you have Drew Brees in that category also, Curtis?
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
Maybe overrated is the wrong word. Maybe underachiever.
Right.
Because you know what? I was thinking about this last night when they were talking about like how great Aaron Judge is as a player. But every time the Yankees get to the kind of postseason, he tends to fall off. Mm-hmm. He's kind of got that A-Rod syndrome where you're great during the regular season and then you kind of fall off in the postseason. So if he never wins...
He did squash that meatball out of the park last night, though.
He did.
I hate to say that Wiggy's right, but 2023 Dak was second in MVP voting.
Yeah. So I would say like guys like that, maybe overrated is the wrong word. Underachievers.
But even in 2023, like, nobody thought he was better than Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. Like, nobody had Dak Prescott.
How many guys is that you just said?
Guy.
How many guys did you just said? Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson.
I mean, I can say more Patrick if you Mahomes, want, but that's four
no,
right off the rip.
Four, and then he'd be five.
No, he's not. He's
Stop
never
it.
Been five.
Shime,
never once in his
nuts.
Career has he been a top five quarterback.
Shime, you are absolutely out of your mind.
As I have been a Cowboys quarterback apologist since Tony Romo.
You're talking to a guy who doesn't have Joe Montana in the top 25 ever to play in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yep. He's now 50th.
I will put dollars to donuts. If you ask a ton of analysts, NFL people, you know, they would have the four major guys, and then Dak Prescott would be in some of their top five.
After Friday, it has to be dollars to cinnamon buns.
Oh, okay.
How good are the Ocean Park Sub and Grocery cinnamon buns?
No, it's so good. And the best part about it, the frosting to cake ratio is perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah, they
it's
do.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Those
not
are big
much.
Ones.
Not too much, but not too little.
Right.
And there's a lot of times where it's too little.
Yes.
That, it is.
Save it.
No, not
Save
it.
Save that. Save
Poor
that.
Santo.
I hate you guys.
Save
like,
that.
Truly.
Save that. All right. This is Scott. Oh, wait a minute. Is it the Scott from Weymouth?
Oh.
Oh, God. Scott?
Yeah, good morning. It's been longer than I'd like, but yeah, what's up, guys? How's everything?
On purpose. It's been longer than you'd like on purpose.
You sound great, though.
Yeah, you do. You sound good. What's up?
Well, as opposed to what? You look good,
see,
right?
This is the problem. What, Scott?
Hold on. Don't talk. Oh, this is aimed at Wiggy, my fellow Edmonton Oilers fan. Which one's more likely, Wiggy? Edmonton comes back. Hold on. Sox are sweeping Tampa, obviously, free money. We're talking a little FanDuel here.
Okay.
Or Edmonton wins in five.
Okay.
You're going to see two runs like you've never seen.
Which is more likely?
Kind of a weak pick,
thank you, Scott. Whew, got rid of him. Sox sweep the Rays, or Edmonton
wins
the cup.
Wins a couple, wins in five.
I think he said... wins the Stanley Cup.
It would be win the cup in five.
No, but I think
they could win the cup in seven.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I think Edmonton's going to win the cup.
Now Curtis has his hands on his face.
Yeah, I think Edmonton's more.
Sorry, I got confused that you were trying to say that it wasn't the cup final.
No. If he's saying
what
I was just texting Ken. We need a podcast, Scott, and. And the who's the guy that just called? Oh my God,
Walter?
Scott and the Worm podcast.
No, Scott and Worm.
Yeah.
No, I think Edmonton wins the cup, but I don't think it's going to be in five games. I think they win the series, but it probably might be seven games. I don't think the Red Sox are going to sweep the Rays.
All right, let's take a quick break.
There you go, Scott.
Got to regroup here. We will get to the rest of this morning's leads coming up next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.